7 minutes or something like that.
You really can't beat that.
You can't, and you're not going to. I don't care where on the dial you look, you're not going to find any better entertainment. By the way, you're on your own pretty much because my vacation starts at 1 o'clock. I'm already in Destin mentally.
You're already on the
road. I still got to go to the track tomorrow. I still got to go to the Derby on Saturday as well. But Sunday morning, load up the golf clubs and the wife and the suitcases, and we head to Destin for a week. A 1 week vacation in between Kentucky Derby and the PGA Championship.
That's nice.
So mentally, I'm already there. I'm already there.
I'm a few weeks out from my vacation.
I got the liquor ready to go. Got the beer iced up. Well, not iced up. Got the beer ready to go. We'll get down there. First thing we do every year, we get down there. We check into the condo, and we go to Publix and shop and get all our food, all our drinks.
Sweet tea?
I'm not a sweet tea guy. You said that to me yesterday.
I did. Didn't
my
I?
Wife's a sweet tea person.
Well, Publix has the best sweet tea.
I'm not a sweet tea. Well, not for me. Publix liquor store has some good stuff that I like. But I digress. It is Thursday, May 2nd. Welcome into the show, already in progress. M&M Cartage Hotline's open, 384-1450, 502-384-1450 to join in on the conversation. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Don't forget to sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards. Receive 25 cents off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store or on Google Play today. All fountain drinks, Fizz Freeze, 32 ounces or smaller, still 89 cents at all area Thornton's locations. So enjoy your favorite fountain drink or a delicious Fizz Freeze for just 89 cents. And check out Thornton's new chicken and waffle breakfast burrito available every morning at all participating Thornton's locations. Classic comfort food with a kick featuring new Mike's Hot Honey. The deliciousness of sweet maple waffle, American cheese, crispy chicken, and Mike's Hot Honey, your taste buds will thank you only at Thornton's. And hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. NBA last night, we'll get to that. The PGA, by the way, is only 2 weeks away. 2 weeks from today is round one at Valhalla. And I've been to the previous PGAs, even back when Tiger Woods beat Bob May in a playoff. I was there when Rory won in the dark I thought everybody was going to have to line their cars up at the 18th green, turn the lights on so he could finish. But I was there for that as well, and I'll be there in a couple of weeks. It's exciting. The Justin Thomas City banner, I don't know what they call these things around town, but it is going up. You'll be able to see it if you're driving westbound on the Waterson. May 6th, I think, which is Tuesday. There is going to be a ceremony to put the banner up. You see all the banners around town, Daryl Griffith, Jennifer Lawrence, Wes Unseld, Pat Day, downtown. They're everywhere. You can't miss them. And this will be the second, I'm going to show a little bias here. It's going to be the second Saint-X High School golfer to have one of these things. Bobby Nichols, who won the PGA back in the 60s, had one. I hope they're not taking his down to put up Justin Thomas's. Justin has won two PGA championship titles. He is not playing his best golf right now, but maybe a little home cooking in a couple of weeks and he gets it done. So that's 2 weeks away. I got to give you my Derby picks today because, as I mentioned, 1 o'clock, I'm officially off the clock.
John, I got to interrupt you one second. Do you have someone calling?
I don't know. Do you answer it?
No, I don't. If so, no one tells me that the caller's calling, I don't
know. Oh, yeah,
it.
Yeah. That's why I opened up the M&M Cartage Hotline, 384-1450.
Yeah, yeah. If you just called, go ahead and call
again. If you're listening, call again. Roman will put you through. He will. I mean, you know, he don't want to. Look, when I'm home, I don't want to answer the phone. I don't care who's calling. I screen every call I get at home. And 99% of those calls, I either call them back later or don't take them. I wait to listen to a message. Come on. Not interested. Got to give you my Derby picks, as I was mentioning. Now, originally, I was on Sierra Leone. I heard some people that I trust very much early on love Sierra Leone. Bluegrass winner. But I don't like him coming out of the two slot. And I know it's not the one. The one's the worst, but he's in the two spot. I don't like it. Again, this is a 20-horse field. These horses have never seen anything like it. And it is hard to negotiate a 20-horse field. So I'm going to give you a couple of picks here that I'm going to put in tries and exactas, maybe a superfecta here and there. And we'll do that in the final segment. I'll give you a couple of picks if I can get to them.
We got David on the line.
All right, let's bring him on. David, how are you this I guess it's afternoon. I don't even know. Like I said, David, I'm on vacation already in my mind. What's going on, buddy?
I understand. Well, I could say, John, you definitely deserve your vacation.
Thank you, David. Nobody else feels that way, but thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of things that happened and for your travel when you did Bellarmine and all the things you've done through the years.
Yep.
I know it's your vacation time and you deserve it.
I'm happy for you that you're doing it.
So.
Thank you. What else you got?
I guess I wanted to say is that the NBA playoffs are really something, aren't they? I mean, just the Lakers out, the Celtics, you know, they did their job last night.
They did.
Got the Heat, you know, finished for the year.
Yep.
The Clippers, though, I thought could take advantage of, you know, the Lakers being out, though, but they're probably worse than the Lakers are.
Oh, the Clippers, they looked old last night. It's the oldest team in the NBA. Oldest team in the NBA, and they looked it last night. Kawhi's not playing.
Right.
Russell Westbrook and James Harden combined to shoot 4 out of 23 last night.
That's not acceptable.
That is not,
you know.
You're not going to win any games when two of your top, and I'm not, look, Russell Westbrook's not one of their top three players.
You got to step up when Kawhi's out, though.
You got to step up. James Harden, yeah. And I talked about this the other day. He was so good in the fourth quarter of game four. I thought, James Harden's finally getting it done. Do you know, and this is a silly question now talking about James Harden, but do you know who holds the record for most playoff games with 10 or more field goal attempts and two or fewer makes? In other words, 20% or less in a playoff game? James Harden.
He
added to that last night.
I don't think James Harden ever going to get a ring. That's
no,
sure.
No,
he didn't
no.
feel like he's,
no.
you know, he's heading that way.
Unless he gets traded to the Celtics next week. No, I don't think so.
I was talking to a buddy last night about this. James Harden might be the person who has the biggest discrepancy of best playoff performances ever and worst. Like, he's down there with some of the worst starting player performances in the playoffs ever.
That's completely fair, and the numbers bear that out. And look, he's a really good basketball player. He is.
Oh, sure he is.
He is Hall of very good. He really is.
He averaged 30 in 2018, carried his team to the Western Conference Finals. Hasn't done anything like that since.
Huh.
Remember when Harden was with Durant and Westbrook in Oklahoma City? I don't know if you're old enough to remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I remembered something that I thought that he really.
What happened?
That they could have fix that team right.
He didn't want to be the sixth.
He might have got more done with that Oklahoma City than where he was traded to the Rockets. And
they got beat at home by 30.
Clippers and
they got beat by 30.
Been, right?
30 at home last night they got beat by.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
I mean,
that was a home game. Yeah.
Game five. Yeah. Clipper fans, God love you. Clippers have never gotten to a conference final. The talent they've had over the years, that is just incredible. Incredible. But nobody in Los Angeles cares because 95% are Laker fans.
That's true.
So they can get away with being the stepchild. They can't. And nobody really pays it a whole lot of attention. That is a roster that was built. Kawhi Leonard, by the way, he's missed 181 games since he's been with the Clippers. That is almost 2.5 years worth of basketball games. Think about
it. Yeah.
In 4 years.
That's regular season. That's not even counting the playoffs. He's missed 181 games. And I think he only played in one game so far in this five-game series, and they got killed.
Yeah. I don't know where the Clippers go because I think
David
got this series to the next round.
You're right.
I guess, was it?
Where do they go? Because Paul George is probably going to say, get me out of here.
I can understand. Paul George is good.
Russell Westbrook
is played for.
How many years past his prime is Russell Westbrook?
Westbrook's on a minimum. He's going to stay.
But Kawhi's going to make $45 million.
And you can't get rid of
him. And you can't get rid of him. And he's not going to play. When they got him, the company line was, he'll be ready for the playoffs. He hasn't been ready for the playoffs since he played in Toronto and they won the title. And that's a fact. Anything else, David, before I let you go? Now, listen, David, don't call my cell phone while I'm on vacation. I'm on vacation.
No, you need to be on vacation.
Okay, I
appreciate
it.
I want you to do that. So,
thank you.
You know, you need it. So I wish you a great time. And like I said, if you get at the end of the show, like I said, definitely talk about the Derby on your last segment, because I want to make sure I get, you know, the best, you know,
Derby's,
you think it ought to work itself out.
Don't put that pressure on
me. People that talk on, they get over my, I don't know how to take it. So
I'm going
to
give you three horses, and I have no idea if they're going to do anything, but it's just fun for me. I just do it for fun. Please.
That's good.
This is for recreational purposes only. Do not take my picks into consideration when you're at the window to bet. Thank you, David.
I got you.
Have a good weekend.
Sure thing. Have a great weekend. Vacation.
Thank you. Texter says, John, did you utter the words, gotta go to the Derby? Coming out hot. That is a vacation. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Texter says, no, Celtics don't need the beard. Yeah, Celtics, no Porzingis last night. They took care of business. They crushed Miami 118-84. They win that series 4-1. Man, I felt bad for the Heat.
Yeah, so they're unlucky this season.
Man, I knew Butler wasn't playing, and I knew Terry Rozier was still hurt. I didn't know Jaime Jaquez wasn't going to play.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Even though Porzingis, I looked at the lineup. You got Bam. You got Hero.
Caleb Martin.
Oh, my God.
You got three of your starters.
One of those Morris guys is still playing.
Yep.
It was brutal to watch.
Miami's got the best set of role players in the NBA. But when you're two stars, player, you know.
And they brought Terry Rozier in for the playoff run. I heard another Chris Russo, Mad Dog Russo, going off today. And I
saw that.
I didn't think about it a whole lot before he said it, but – and this is going to sound grumpy old man-ish. I do this all the time. How come guys don't play through injuries anymore? Michael Jordan played with a broken foot. Kevin McHale played with a broken foot.
Kobe played with all kind of broken fingers.
Jerry West, and now look, Jerry West was almost before my time, played with a broken thumb on his shooting hand.
Yeah.
And scored 52.
Didn't Pistol Pete Maravich do that?
Willis Reed limped out onto the court. Pistol Pete, I mean, there are examples over the year. Larry Bird had to lay on the sidelines because his back was so bad he couldn't sit in a chair, and he kept playing.
They don't love the game like they used to.
Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler. Now, look, these are real injuries. I'm not saying these are real injuries. And I do think the medical community has a lot to do with this because they don't let you play through injuries anymore. And I think that's at every level. That starts in high school, college, to the pros. And it's not just basketball. The medical community says, oh, now concussions are different. I get that now. We know so much more now about concussions. If you have a concussion, you need to heal before you should play again, period. I agree with that 100%. But these, you know, I got a sore elbow. I got writer's cramp in my shooting hand. I mean, that's a little extreme. My ankle hurts a little bit.
Back spasms.
You know what? Play until your back spasms, then go get some treatment, come back out and play again. Guess what? That's what the old guys used to do.
Don't tell Ben Simmons that.
Miami was missing three starters last night. The Celtics were missing Porzingis, whose calf tightened up on him without any contact.
At the end of the last game,
with
right?
no contact.
Yeah.
And apparently, if they had to go to game six, he wasn't going to play in that one either. You've got Giannis and Dame tonight. Game time decisions for Milwaukee, and they're down 3-2.
I don't think Giannis plays.
I don't think – well, the spread is 8.5. Yeah. I don't think either one of them plays.
Yeah, honestly.
I think Vegas always knows who's going to play and who's not going to play. And that's
hours before we
Yes,
do.
And that spread tells me Vegas doesn't think either one of those guys is going to play. And they're in an elimination game. They were in an elimination game the other day at home and didn't play.
Yeah, this is going to be the first time the Pacers are getting out of the first round in a few years, I believe.
And think about this. TNT, ABC, whatever channel, ESPN, whatever channel these games are on, there's no longer LeBron. There's no Steph. Zion is out.
KD's out.
KD is gone. Booker is gone. You're probably going to lose Giannis and Dame tonight.
Probably going to lose Harden and
PG. All right, I'll ask you. You're an NBA guy.
I'm the guru.
Is this a changing of the guard? Are we at the year? This is the year where we go, okay, Anthony Edwards.
On the court, it is.
Yeah.
Those three names, those four names you just named, they will be in the media next year more than anybody.
Yes.
So in terms of the media, no. They're going to get talked about the most. They're going to get shown the most. They're still going to be the players that they show the little logo of when it's that team's being talked about. But it's done. That old guard is officially – each one of those players you just named, the situation they're in with their current ball club, it's not – it's there's no direct path of it getting better. There would have to be – you know,
And I don't think LeBron – I think LeBron's back in L.A. next year.
I do, too. I think Steph's back in Golden State.
I know Steph's back in Golden State.
And you're not going
to – Clay's probably gone, but Steph's back.
Yeah, I don't think you get rid of KD either.
Where's he going to go?
Yeah, exactly. You know, no one's going to give you what he's worth.
But I'm talking about this playoff. We're seeing new
– The young stars have new taken characters. Over. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Anthony Edwards is
Anthony
just the
Edwards.
Guy.
Both of those guys get into the second round. Tyrese Halliburton's about to beat
Tyrese Maxey,
a contender. Tyrese Maxey, looks like it's his team.
He's unbelievable.
Looks like it's his team right now.
Joker's the Joker. I think he's the unicorn.
Yeah,
right.
He is.
He's a unicorn. He might play till he's 50.
The way he plays, he really could. I don't think I don't know if he likes the NBA enough to do that, but he could.
Donovan Mitchell, Paolo Banchero, who we've seen. Explode
in
here
in
these
second
five
year,
games.
In his second year, he's taking his team to the fifth seed. People don't talk about that. People love to talk about how a first overall pick isn't achieving, but because the most recent one to achieve something's in Orlando, they don't want to talk about it because they're always on NBA TV instead of TNT.
Orlando, if I ask people who are the NBA teams in Florida, Orlando's the last one they're going to say.
Yeah, if they remember.
If they remember. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm 20 minutes. I'm fired up. I didn't want to get fired up today, Roman. This is on you. I did not want to get fired up, and here I am.
So how did you get me on the show?
We'll take a break. More to talk about, including more NBA. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.
By NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. Roman Kelly manning the producer's chair on this Thursday. Final show of my work week. Final show until Monday. A week from Monday. Man, excited. St. Paul beat the Bats last night 8-5. Bats and St. Paul right here on the Big X tonight. 7:37 first pitch, 7:07 pregame with Nick Curran. M&M Cartage Hotline's open, 384-1450, 384-1450 to join in on the conversation. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Get your text into that number. Don't forget the Big X golf card is back. This year's card features Park Mammoth, Old Capitol Golf Club, Elk Run, Valley View, Wooded View, Taylorsville Country Club, Christmas Lake in Santa Claus, Indiana. You can play these great courses for under $25 a round with the Big X Sports Radio golf card. Get yours today. Go to BigXSportsRadio.com or call 812-725-1457. All right, I want to get this right because I think I said it was Tuesday. Monday at 1 o'clock, there will be a dedication ceremony for a new Hometown Heroes banner. That's what those are called, by the way. Honoring Justin Thomas at the Waterson City Park Towers. Now, that's those are the towers where you got Paul Hornung on one side, and Bobby Nichols is on one, and Daryl Griffith is on one. According to the news release, Thomas will be attending the event. It is also part of welcoming the PGA Championship back to Valhalla. Thanks to my guy Tyler Griever over at the WDRB for that information. But should be fun, and like I say, I'll be in Destin. I'll be on the beach, Roman, so I don't care.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters. But if you want to go, 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday, going to be glorious. What's the weather going to be like for the next couple of days, by the way? Any idea?
80% chance of rain.
Oh, no. Oaks Day?
That's how it always is, though, isn't it?
And 40% Saturday? I hope that's early morning. Oh, man. Got to wear a hat. I hate wearing a hat to the Derby. Unlike women, I hate wearing a hat to the Derby. So, let's see. 72 tomorrow, 80% chance of rain. Yeah. 80 degrees on Derby Day, 40% chance of rain. And then, of course, beautiful on Sunday. Of course. Why wouldn't it be? Okay, back to the Celtics. Derek White has been unbelievable. When you think Celtics, you think Jason Tatum. Then you think Jaylen Brown. Then you think Kristaps Porzingis. Maybe you think Al Horford. Peyton Pritchard. Derek White, I said this yesterday. When the Celtics let Malcolm Brogdon go, I was not happy. I'm a Celtic fan. I was not happy at all. I loved Malcolm Brogdon. But, man, they knew what they were doing. Because Derek White is an absolute stud. If I asked you, in their long history of playoffs and championships, who has the Boston Celtics playoff record for most three-pointers in two consecutive games? The answer is now Derek White. He has made 13 threes in the last two games. Who saw that coming?
He turns his playoffs come, and he just, you know.
And I don't know how he makes them. If you watch him shoot.
Oh, they're off the screen, leaning to the right, leaning to the left.
Hand in his face.
He's jumping incredible. Up super high on his jumper. He's one of those guys that his game gets elevated when the playoffs start.
Yes. He and Jaylen Brown had 25 apiece last night. Miami was 3 of 29 from deep.
After they just, what, broke their playoff game franchise two, record.
And I say this all the time. If you make three-pointers and you make a lot of three-pointers and you make 50% of your three-pointers, you're going to win games. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Charlotte against Denver. I don't care. I don't care if you're Detroit, who had the worst record in the league, against Denver. It doesn't matter. If you make a bunch of threes, A, you're going to be in the game. B, you're probably going to win the game. Miami did that in game two. They were a 14.5-point underdog, and they made a bunch of threes in Boston. 3 for 29 last night. 10.3% if you're adding this up at home. Bam Adebayo had 23, but Tyler Herro, I think, was 1 for 8 from deep. It was brutal. The Celtics now advance to take on the winner of Cleveland and Orlando. They won't play again until tomorrow. Who do you think? Does Orlando, you give them a chance here, Roman? They're down 3-2. They're going back home. Game 7, of course, would be in Cleveland.
I think they're going to force a Game 7. I really do.
Well, they dominated Game 3 and 4 in Orlando.
Yeah.
They dominated.
It's like the team's really full on. Evan Mobley can't defend in Orlando, but he's best defender in the playoffs in Cleveland. It's
Cleveland getting... was lucky to win Game 5. Yeah. That game was tied with about 4 minutes to go.
If Orlando had one or two more three-point shooters.
The block by Mobley. Talked about it yesterday on Franz Wagner as he went to the bucket. I don't know where he came from, but great block, play of the game. And then Mitchell hits a couple free throws. Banchero hits a three at the buzzer to cut it to one, but didn't matter. That's the series. Nobody's watching it because mostly it's on NBA TV, or if you got Bally Sports Ohio, that's what I've been watching it on. Because it's not. I think one of the five games has actually been on TNT. Nobody's seeing these teams.
Yeah, I've had to watch illegally.
Illegally. I won't turn you into one.
Shout out to Stream East.
Come on, man. Really?
I can't go buy that NBA League pass.
Shout out to Stream East.
That's what it's called, StreamEast.com.
Dallas 123, Clippers 93. Talked about that. No Kawhi. The old guys are terrible. Luka did have 35, 7, and 10. The day after he said he needed to help Kyrie, he'd letting Kyrie down, which he had a triple-double in the loss, and he said, well, I let Kyrie down. You had a triple-double, dude. I don't know how much you can do. Kyrie only had 14 last night.
Yeah.
You know who's the quietest superstar right now? Kyrie Irving.
He is.
Who saw that coming?
This is what happens when Kyrie's the number two. If you make him the number two guy, he keeps his mouth shut.
Now, he did, when he made a shot late in that game, the game was over, he did do that thing where he just stands there and looks around. You know, it goes in. The other teams are going the other way. They're going the other way, and he's just standing under the basket looking into the crowd like, did y'all see that? Did y'all see that? But for the most part, he's just been a quiet cog here. Dallas, is this series over? Going back to Dallas?
Dallas is going to.
Because if you remember, Clippers had a 31-point lead, 30-point lead in game four in Dallas. Blew it.
Yep.
But then won it at the end.
Yeah. All the way back and lost still.
Ever since they've had that 30-point lead, they've been outscored, 30 last night, and they were outscored by 30-something in the second half of that game.
And what's really weird about this?
That one's over, though, right?
I thought that the Clippers had the coaching advantage, right?
Ty Lue's a good coach.
He's a great coach, we thought.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of the best.
Very good.
Best set designers, you know, one of the better out-of-bounds plays.
Yeah.
And just also kind of really understands rotations and understand who needs to be on the floor with who, right? Can't say that for Darvin Ham.
But they're old guys, man.
But they're old and
no, you can't say that. Is Darvin Ham gone, by the way? I saw a report from the Athletic. Are you a Laker guy?
Oh, I'm a diehard.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
I saw a report from the Athletic today that Darvin Ham was in all likelihood gone.
Yeah, he has to go.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that.
So who do you want to be the coach?
Well, the Lakers can't hire the Clippers coach, can they?
Why not?
That's what I'm saying.
Didn't he play in L.A.?
He did.
I mean, didn't he play for the Lakers?
Tyronn Lue, yeah, he was a Laker. Yeah. You remember Allen Iverson, that play where he crossed that guy up in the corner and then stepped over him? It's Tyronn Lue.
You sound like you have some bad memories of Laker games.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, I wasn't alive for that. I don't think. I thought that might have been like I was a one-year-old or something.
You YouTubed it, though, and it still hurt, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Paul George, 15-11 last night. As I mentioned, Harden was 2-for-12.
Russ, but even Paul George, that's not good enough.
Russ Westbrook was 2-of-11. You're right.
You're the number one option tonight. You went into that game knowing it's not like Kawhi was a game-time decision and the whole mindset about the game changes. No. On top of that, everybody on that team's used to playing without Kawhi, right? You've won without him.
They've won without him. They played better without him.
I just don't get the I don't get it because they'll go on these 3 or 4 minute spurts where the ball movement's great. They get great shots, even if they're making or missing them. And then they'll have these, like, the other team will score a couple possessions in a row. And now it's ISO ball again. It's like I'm watching the 2018 Rockets again. Like, I'm watching Harden and Paul George just trying to create for themselves, and they're not really playing as a team at all.
I'm watching the first couple of minutes of that game, and they are walking the ball up the floor.
Yeah, it's the playoffs.
George is being contested in the backcourt. He's getting rid of it. Harden's being contested. He's getting rid. It's like, oh man, we can't take all this pressure.
Yeah,
they're giving too much defensive pressure.
And now you got Gafford, you know, holding it down low in the paint. PJ Washington attempts to make his best effort defensively in the paint as well.
Jones
is, you know, like one of those great role players.
I knew Clippers were in trouble when Zubat scored the first two baskets of the game for him. I said, this is not a formula.
Well, the second one was a play for him.
It was. And a good pass, and he got a dunk.
You got to be aggressive right out the gates at home. The best players have to come out of the gates aggressive.
Is this one over, though? I asked
you
earlier. I didn't let you answer because, you know, I talk over people. You're going to learn that.
It's over.
I just talk over people.
We talked about the new guard.
I agree.
The new guard's coming in. It's Luka. It's Luka's, you know.
Well, Luka joined three other guys last night, 1,000 points in their first 35 playoff games like that.
He's already
crazy.
Like, I get the amount of games isn't really – the sample size isn't enough, but if he were to retire right now, he's number 2 or 3 in playoff point per game average.
He still complains way too much.
Yeah, he does. He does.
And so does your guy LeBron, by the way.
He does.
Tonight, Milwaukee and Indiana. And, by the way, Indianapolis and Louisville in May, I just saw this. You got the Indy 500. You got – Pacers in the playoff. Caitlin Clark and her season with the Fever will start. You've got another
media day
open wheel race in Indiana. Louisville's got Oaks, Derby, PGA. Man, this is a part of the country to be in in the month of May. And of course, I'm leaving. So,
well, with good reason.
Yeah, very good reason. Mama wants to go to Destin. We go to Destin. That's plain and simple.
I'm headed to Tampa on the 16th.
And I missed this trip last year.
For what?
Because my wife's family... Her cousin's daughter was getting married in Dallas.
Wow.
So I had to drive to Dallas. I could have taken a flight. I chose to drive to Dallas. And we were, I'm not making this up, We were getting ready to change interstates in Nashville, and my wife looked at me and said, you know, if we go straight and we don't get on this other one, we go to Destin.
Don't even say that.
And I said, this is your family. You tell me which way to go. She really wanted to go to Destin. So did I. But we sucked it up and went to Dallas and went to the wedding. So I missed this last year. There's a group. We have a group of about anywhere from 8 to 11 couples that go down there. No kids are allowed.
That's
no,
good.
No grandkids. We just go down and veg out for a week.
Golf and alcohol.
Golf and alcohol and beach.
Son.
And friends. That's great. See, Roman, I'm already there. I'm telling you.
I get it. You're there.
All right, 6:30 tonight. Early start here. Milwaukee and Indiana. TNT. Indiana's 8.5. I'm going to take the Pacers here. I feel like Vegas wants me to take the points, so I'm going to always go against what Vegas wants me to do, like I did last night with Dallas.
You took them?
I took Dallas yesterday because I thought Clippers just won in Dallas and they're +3. What does that mean?
Yeah.
That means Vegas wants me to bet the Clippers. No, I'm betting Dallas.
Smart.
Yeah.
That was one of my big bets of the day.
You don't know Big Al the Fish, but Big Al the Fish always tells me if Vegas is trying to get you to go one way and you agree with Vegas, then you go the other way.
Big Al the Fish?
Yeah, he's a buddy. I can't use his real name. He's in witness protection.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Pacers try to close it out. Do they close it out tonight?
I think so. They're in Indiana. They're playing better ball.
And they didn't shoot worth a lick the other night.
Nope.
In Milwaukee.
They were terrible first quarter.
If Giannis who do you say is out tonight? Giannis and Dame are both game-time decisions.
I think Giannis is definitely okay. Not definitely, obviously, if he's a game time decision. But I don't think Giannis.
If Dame plays. Finish that sentence. They lose by less. They have a puncher's chance.
It's more like
or they
this
win
for
the
me.
Game.
If Damian Lillard doesn't have 8+ points in the first quarter, I just don't see it.
I like that.
I don't see it. Now, I get that. That's not really I'm giving you a live bet play there.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
That's the kind of better I am. I like to see how wrong or right Vegas is in that first 5-10 minutes of the game. I think this game's going to go under.
You don't know this about me because we don't know each other that well. I will not put the app on my phone.
Really?
I will be divorced in 6 months.
So do you do like cash bets when you?
I go directly to.
Winner's Circle?
I don't go to Indiana. I go directly to the Derby City Gaming.
Oh, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
And if I happen to go to the casino
yeah.
across the river, then I will maybe make some bets there. But no, I go to Derby City Gaming.
217. The line last night was 216, and it's already up to 217. So there's something going on there. I'm going to have to figure out why.
Yeah.
And it's dropped to -6. Wasn't it 8.5?
It was 8.5
so
this morning. So
I think that they just figured out that Dame's playing.
Maybe somebody's
going
to play. I still like Indiana here. When they're on, man, they're going to score 135 points.
Yeah.
Right?
They are.
That's a good,
and the only way you're
going to
beat
young
you know,
team,
you're not. You have to score more. You got to outscore them to beat them.
You do. Now the other night when they shot like turds, that was not the case. 9 o'clock tonight. I'm all in here. New York and Philly. I'm all in. Knicks still lead 3-2 after they blew Game 5 at home.
That was a winnable game.
They got to go winnable. They're up 6 with under 30 seconds.
I mean, you're down 3 with 10 seconds, and they're in the bonus. Why are you letting them get a shot off?
Crazy.
Right, that's insane. And now, the NBA does that so much.
It was a 35-footer.
It was. You're also thinking, you know, don't want to foul on a 3-pointer.
And he got a good screen from Embiid out front. Got a little space,
that's
just
all he
enough.
Needs.
TNT tonight. Philadelphia is a 3-point favorite. Here's the best part. Sixers ownership has purchased 2,000 tickets. Now, I don't know why they have to purchase them if they own the team, but that's a discussion for something else. To give away to first responders, Philadelphia area first responders. Why? So that the Knicks don't take over the building. It's a 90-minute train ride from New York to Philadelphia.
They were loud in their last game.
Yes.
Game in Philly was loud.
If it wasn't a home game for the Knicks, then it was at least a neutral site game for the Knicks.
Yep.
And
you can't let that happen.
Philly doesn't want. I don't understand it. It's a sports town.
You can't let that happen to players.
How are they not eating these tickets up?
I don't get
Philadelphia
it.
Sport fans eating these tickets up. I don't get it. But the owners bought 2,000 tickets, so basically they're not going to say this, so the Knicks fans couldn't get in. We'll see what it sounds like tonight. I like Philly tonight. I think momentum is a real thing.
It is.
And I do believe
the crowd will be better tonight.
The crowd will be better. The crowd will be more pro Philly tonight. And
it's kind of always felt like a
Embiid's not going to have 9 turnovers tonight.
No,
he's not. He might have 50 points. Maxey might have 50 points. They might need them to both have 50 points. Here's an idea. Try to guard Jalen Brunson a little bit. That's all.
I mean, you got Kelly Oubre. You've got guys who can attempt.
Yeah. Kelly Oubre's long, man.
It's not like you're putting Kyle Lowry on him the whole game.
Well, it's hard for Kyle to play defense in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Or with a walker or whatever he's got nowadays. Minnesota-Denver starts Saturday in Denver. That is under the radar. That's going to be under the radar great.
Yeah, that's like a conference finals.
That is going to be great. I'm going to watch I will get back up from the beach this next week to watch those games, Minnesota and Denver. Because I think Minnesota is that team that is up and coming. They might be there now. They might be there if they can stay healthy.
Well, you remember what Jokic said at the after they won the championship before this season started.
I do not.
In an interview, Jokic said that our most difficult opponent we faced in the playoffs last year was the Timberwolves in the first round.
And you know this, Denver was down double digits every game in that Lakers series.
Every game.
And there are certain teams you can do that with, and there are certain teams you can't do that with. And I don't know if you can get away with getting down double digits to Minnesota. Minnesota's better than you think. All right, we'll take a break, come back. I got to give, I'll give you some Derby horses. I'm not saying they're Derby winners, but I'll give you a few Derby horses after the break as we get ready for my long-awaited vacation. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage, John Spears, Roman Kelly. Final segment on this Thursday. Final segment of the week, as a matter of fact. No show tomorrow. It is Oaks Day. And, you hear that sound. I know what it means. Let's go to the M&M Cartage hotline. Bring in Buzz. The Bees have left Arizona, and they're here now. Hello, Buzz. What's up?
There's a whole swarm over there,
yeah.
It sounds like.
Yeah, I'm running out of the studio. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I won't tie you up because I want everybody to hear your Derby pick. But
please keep on the line. I don't think anybody wants them. Go ahead.
Do you believe the Celtics can sustain this? Because in the last few years, it seems like somewhere along the way in the playoffs, they get lazy.
Yeah.
And let teams win games that they shouldn't.
I think they're going to need Porzingis. I don't know how bad this calf is, but I do think he's been a difference maker on this team. He's allergic to the lane. I've said that. But he does stretch the floor and give them another great shooter. I wonder what they're going to do if they get to the finals with Jokic or Gobert or Karl Anthony Towns, because who's the big guy in Boston? Al Horford?
Robert Williams might be on the bench, though.
No, he's not. He's not even in Boston anymore.
Is he not?
Who are they going to bring in? Luke Kornet?
No, he's
Luke Kornet going to come in and play defense?
Yeah,
But
he's the only one that can give them strong minutes in the paint.
Sam Hauser is going to.
Horford's more out around it.
Hauser's more allergic to the lane than Porzingis is. I like this Celtics team. And Derek White, to me, is a big difference maker. I talked about it in the last segment. I really do. I loved your text, by the way, Buzz. No to the beard. I like that. So you're a Celtic fan, too. Look, they get Cleveland or Orlando in the next round. Then they'll get a whoever's left over between, I guess, Indiana and the Knicks, it looks like. I think they got a big advantage to get to the finals. I don't think any of those teams are – they're scared of any of those teams. The Knicks are physical, so they could give them a little problem. I think the Sixers have a mental block against the Celtics, so I'm not worried about the Sixers. And Cleveland or Orlando, neither one of those teams scare me at all. So get to the finals like you did a couple years ago when you lost to Golden State. And we'll see what happens. If they don't win at all, you're going to hear the same stuff that you've heard the last several years. They don't know how to win the big ones. They're never going to be finished. You know, Jason Tatum's never going to be a finisher. You're going to hear that over and over and over again until they actually win a title.
I think the Celtics could be their own worst enemy, and it's all mental at this point. I believe that they really can. They can do it, but they have to be focused every game. They can't take a game off here and there.
And Miami, look, Miami's beat up, but this was sort of a state. Miami's been one of those thorns in their side, right? So this was kind of a, let's go out here and destroy this team. And for four of the five games, they destroyed this team. So
you don't got to worry about Giannis. Yeah.
You don't have to worry about Giannis, at least not right now. You're not going to have to.
Even if he's healthy, even if he's like healthy enough to play, he's not 100%, right? Neither is Dame.
Yeah,
I don't think Embiid is either.
The East is theirs for the taking. If they don't win the East, then the questions are going to be even worse. It's going to be even worse because for them not to win the East at this point, it would be a huge upset.
You can't be the only 60-win team and not make it to the finals.
Oh, you can. It's happened before.
Yeah, it has.
It's happened.
The Jazz?
Yeah.
Buzz, again, I'm going to tell you what I told David. Don't call me on my cell phone when I'm on vacation, okay? Don't bother me when I'm in Destin.
Darn, I was all set.
I know.
Enjoy your vacation.
I know
Look
you were.
Look forward to when you get back.
Thank you, buddy.
And I know somewhere along the way we'll see you in the press box somewhere.
Oh, there's the buzzing. Buzz must be leaving. Yeah, he's heading out. Thank you, buddy.
See y'all.
Scooter texted. Do you see the message you got from Scooter there, Roman?
Yeah, I do. He's
take it easy on calling out that site.
Because he didn't even want to say the name of it.
He watches UFC pay-per-view for free, apparently. Oh, my gosh.
Before I, Scooter was in a position of having these streaming and, YouTube TV and all that. So I used to watch NBA games and fights.
Scooter's heading to Old Capitol right now, one of the courses
on
the golf cart. Big X golf cart. Get yours today.
Are you competing in the golf cart, John?
No.
Why not?
Am I doing what?
Competing in the Big X golf cart. Is it an event?
No. It's just a card that you buy, and you get cheaper rates on all those golf courses. And I do play in the scramble every year that the Kentucky Roll Call guys get together. I play in that. That's usually Labor Day weekend, Friday.
Hopefully I get invited to that.
Yeah, you will. You will. It's fun. But, it's golf. I'm not good at golf. Yeah. By the way, bracketology's out. Did you see this?
I didn't.
Kansas, the new number one seed.
Now,
this is for next year, and there hasn't been any, the portal's still open. Teams are still adding players like crazy. Kentucky added Kirissa yesterday from, Arizona, then West Virginia, now Kentucky. Louisville's added a bunch of guys. Kentucky is an 8 seed right now, and according to Joe Lunardi, they would play Kansas in the second round if they won their first round game. And Indiana would be a 4 seed. Right now. How about that? Mike Woodson doing some things, especially in the portal for the Hoosiers. No Louisville, of course, in bracketology, at least not yet. Baseball last night, the Reds lose to San Diego 6-2 because of a Jake Cronenworth grand slam. As Ed would say, the Reds are dead. He says it just about every Thursday or Friday when he's in here, so I'll just keep that tradition alive. There were 15 games yesterday in Major League Baseball. 13 of them went under the total. Not that I pay attention to that. But the only overs, Minnesota beat the White Sox 10-5, and that Reds game was 7.5. San Diego wins at 6-2. Every other game went under the total. And as you may or may not know, Roman, I always bet the overs. So
I'm an really?
It was not a great day for me.
No, John.
Not a great day.
Do you know
day.
That you're on air right now with the Underlord?
I do. Yeah, Scooter warned me about that.
I'm the biggest unders better you can meet.
I bet overs because you're always in the game.
That's true.
If you bet the under, you can be out of the game in the second inning.
You start sweating before it's even close.
Yes. 5-6 games in the majors today. The Reds are off. They'll welcome Baltimore into the Great American Ballpark tomorrow. My Cubs beat New York, beat the Mets yesterday, 1-0. Pete Alonso got thrown out at the plate to end the game. Cubs back in the New York take on the
there
Mets.
There was some controversy about that, wasn't there?
Well, they challenged because they thought the catcher, Amaya, had blocked the plate.
Yeah.
And maybe he did, but on review, they chose not to overturn it. And as a Cub fan, I was very happy.
It was a double play, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a fly ball to left. He tagged from third. Pete Alonso tagged from third, tried to score.
And great play for the Cubs.
It did not go well. It was great for the Cubs. All right, 10 years ago today, Dame time. This might be karma for tonight. Hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to beat Houston 99-98 and win the first-round series against the Rockets for the Portland Trailblazers. That is 10 years ago today. Can Dame do it again tonight? I'm not going to take fierceness. I'm not going to take Sierra Leone in the Derby. And I'm really not going to take catching freedom. I'm going to take just a touch. Brad Cox trained horse going off 10-1 in the morning line. Second in the Gotham Stakes. Second in the Bluegrass Stakes. He is a son of Justify. And that is why I'm taking Just a Touch. Justify, great horse. Just a Touch will come from behind. I like him. And hopefully he get a good – this is all about getting a clean ride. When there's 20 horses in the race, it's all about getting a clean ride, being able to get through a hole, not getting blocked, not getting in behind horses and not being able to get around them. I do like Honor Marie as a long shot, second in the Louisiana Derby, 2 wins at Churchill Downs. He is a distance horse. He likes the longer distance. He may be dead last on the first turn. Honor Marie. Out of the 7 spot. 20-1 in the morning line. Now, if it rains on Saturday, forget Honor Marie. Two races.
Doesn't like the mud?
2 races in the mud, terrible in both of them. So if it rains Saturday, which it may early, I think it's going to clear up for the Derby, though. If it's a muddy track, forget that pick, Honor Marie. Do you have a Derby horse?
Yes, you just boosted my confidence. I actually have my list right here. This is So I have Just a Touch to win.
Love it.
Sierra Leone to show and Domestic Product to show.
Domestic Product. Okay. That would be a glorious trifecta.
I'm just going to bet all three of them to show. Put $5 or $10 on that.
Bet a $1 trifecta box. Costs you $6. Put all three of them in there and bang, bang, bang.
That's all I need then.
That's all you need. Well, no. Bet your show thing also.
But yeah, I don't know what a trifecta is.
$1 trifecta box. They'll come in first, second, and third in any order.
Specifically, like to have the order I just said.
No, any order.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll do that too then.
Any order. It'll cost you $6 to bet a $1 trifecta box. You need a tutorial. Oh,
we're on break, John.
Okay. Goodbye. I'm going on vacation.
It's one.
Thanks for listening. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cards on the Big X.
Hey there, New Albany.
I didn't hear the music.
I didn't either.
Okay.
It's another year here.
All right, I'm signing off. Be over there in a second.
Support for our high school's athletic programs.